I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
That'll keep us straight. And joining us in the studio is Thad Munkowski, who is a county executive with WEOL. He's also a member of the Elyria Sunrise Rotary, and is there a pizza stain on his tie this morning? Maybe he's getting a little bit ahead of the game here. There is a pizza challenge going on Tuesday night from 5 to 8 at Nick Abraham Ford, East Broad Street, Route 57 in Elyria. 14th annual event. It's for a good cause and for some good food. Good morning, Thad.
Good morning, Bruce. Good morning, Craig. How are you?
All right. So what for people who have not been to one of these, although they've had plenty of chances, I guess, over the years, what happens?
Well, we call it a challenge because we have multiple pizza vendors there who are bringing many different flavors and types of pizza. And it gives people the opportunity to try a variety of pizzas from a variety of different dealers. And it's almost like an all-you-can-eat pizza thing, but it's also a challenge.
Because there's a voting going on, right?
Is it? Correct. We have different things. I'm not sure what they're going to be voting on this year. I think they've done a best overall, best crust, most unusual. When you walk in, you get a little voting slip. And so when you leave, you whatever they're asking you to vote on, you vote. And then during the course of the event, we tally up the various votes and award the different prizes for the various items that they have on the ballots.
One of the categories might be most unique topping, I'm not sure, but I do remember last year, Bruce, I had a pizza with peanut butter and jelly on it.
Well, I don't know if they have it. It might be most unique. I know there was some pierogi pizzas last year, mm-hmm. And they did have some dessert pizzas and whatnot. So, yes, you never know what you're going to find when you go there, but no anchovies, please.
Okay. Hey, I am an anchovy guy.
All right, throw them Bruce's way.
I had to purchase an entirely new fridge to keep my leftover pizza in my house because nobody wants it contaminating anything else in their home. But I enjoy a black olive anchovy pizza, by the way.
Well, you never know what you're going to get there, I'll tell you.
That's the thing about pizza. You kind of start the same, but it doesn't always finish, depending on what you put it on and what they have there. Obviously, they're there to get people to sample the different pizzas. But it's also to raise money for the Elyria Sunrise Rotary, right?
Correct. We sponsor a lot of different things throughout the city of Elyria. I mean, we've helped finance the Wi-Fi and at Elyria High School. In the library, in the cafeteria there, the lighting over in Ely, in the parks and everything, and a lot of different things. It just depends upon what comes up in the city, what the needs are, and typically the funds and that go to sponsor various things throughout the city.
How did you get involved in the Sunrise?
My question.
What's your question?
How long have you
my
been involved
question?
With
okay,
you?
Go ahead and ask. Go ahead.
How many years have we had a pizza challenge?
Well, 14. We knew that.
Ding, 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 ding. That's how long I've been in Rotary. Ironically, that's how long I've been in. It just so happened the first year that I did join, and actually Terry Stewart from Stewart Appliances back in the day was the person who had sponsored and brought me in back 14 years ago.
I thought maybe he showed up to the first meeting eating a pizza, and they said, "What are you doing?" And he goes, "I'm got an idea for a pizza challenge." Yeah, that's what I'll do. This, again, is coming up on Tuesday from 5 to 8, right after work. People can stop by there at the Nick Abraham Ford. Now, are they clearing out the cars to put the pizza?
Yeah, the first year we were at Nick Abraham there, they didn't clear the cars out, so it was kind of unusual. People were sitting
really?
In the cars eating pizza.
Oh.
I don't think Nick was too happy about that.
Hey,
so
Dad, this new car smells like a pizza.
it was like you were in the drive-in, You could sit there and eat your pizza. But let me cover, before we do finish up, the pizza vendors that are going to be there.
Sure.
Okay, I do have a list. We are going to actually have six vendors at this year's event, okay? We're going to have Papa John's. We're going to have Pizza Hut. We're going to have East of Chicago. We are going to have Caseria's. We are also going to have Sambino's and Angelina's. And we're also going to have something a little bit different this year, and I'm not sure of the specifics or where exactly it's coming from, but we're going to have ice cream there. So I'm not sure exactly how that's going to work. I guess I forgot to get all the details last week at the meeting, but I know ice cream will be available, and it could be part of your admission cost.
Wow. And this works, obviously, this type of event for a lot of folks coming by after work, but the family come by, have an evening. Yes.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to say, Thad mentioned something new this year, ice cream. Something else new this year. We'll be broadcasting live from the event.
Oh, yes, we will. That'll be tomorrow night.
Yeah. So first break around 4:25 or so as we get everything ready for the 5 o'clock opening.
Now, are you going to be eating pizza while you're sampling this?
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, let people know what the type of pizzas they are?
Oh, yeah.
Don't eat too much, though.
Why not?
Well, you don't want to talk on the radio and eat. I know that's the trend these days in Northeast Ohio, Cleveland radio.
I know, there is a lot of that,
isn't
there?
Is to eat on the radio, but you can have a little bit of manners. And, of course, the equipment, I don't know how well the marinara sauce will work with the equipment that you have there. But that's coming up again tomorrow from 5 to 8. Tickets still available for people?
Speaking of tickets, Bruce, well, I believe you have something in your hand.
Well, yes, I have two tickets to give away, but obviously you'd like people also to purchase tickets.
Yeah,
too.
We have tickets that will be available at the door. I also have tickets here at the radio station, so if you want to get some in advance, you can come here and ask for Thad.
Okay, well, these are the comp tickets, two tickets for you to enjoy the Elyria Sunrise Rotary Pizza Challenge. It'll be tomorrow from 5 to 8. First caller in at 322-0930 or 246-0930. And the only thing you'll need to do is obviously be able to get up here to WEOL to pick up the tickets for the pizza challenge tomorrow evening.